How does a man know about the defects, personal flaws of a woman? Let's say things that women be shy to mention. There's something about private parts or something like this, you know? How does a woman mention these things to a man that's not her husband yet so that he knows coming into the marriage that there will be a problem with something, right? So she has a wali, and the wali has hikmah, the wali has wisdom, and he mentions that sensitive flaw before the marriage contract begins. But after, it looks like everything is out of the way, all obstacles are removed, it looks like they want to get married. He doesn't begin with it so as to put her on Front Street, as they say, to mention her personal flaws in a way where a lot of people know, because a lot of people come to marry her, and one of the first things they're told is she has this, you know, obscene thing, or she has this very sensitive flaw. And so her flaws now that she's embarrassed about are spreading to lots of people. But rather, this is for the man who's basically gone through the stages of about to get married. He's the one who's given privy to this level of confidential, very sensitive information. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. But it's not necessarily from her directly, but through her wali. And people need to be reminded when they're given privy to confidential information regarding marriage, that it is not to be spread. This is an aman on you. You know, you investigate a woman for marriage, and now you're being told something sensitive about her, and that causes you to not want to marry her. You have to keep that to yourself. That has to be between you and that family, and you have to be an honorable man and make dua for that sister and leave it if you're not happy with that situation. And you can't just blab about that to people. Oh man, this sister's messed up. She's like this. And likewise, the women as well, when they learn something sensitive about a defect of a brother, they have to be mature, they have to be careful, they have to be responsible to keep that as a trust that is not to be mentioned, as it is backbiting, except if there is a legitimate reason to mention it. These are defects, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned his companions against ghiba, against backbiting. And he asked them, do you know what ghiba is? They said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu. It is to mention something about your brother that he doesn't like to be said about him. They said, ya Rasulullah, in kana fi akhi ma aqul. What if it's true about my brother what I'm saying? Like it's accurate. He said, in kana fihi ma taqulu faqad igtabtahu. If it's really true about him what you're saying, then you've backbitten him. Wa in lam yakun fihi ma taqulu faqad bahadtahu. And if it's not true about him what you've said, then you have slandered him. You've lied on him and discredited him with something of falsehood. So then it's backbiting as a base rule, and it's only allowed when there's a maslaha shar'iyya, when there is an Islamically legislated benefit. So here the wife, a future wife or future husband knowing about that sensitive issue, it is a need and it is allowed to be disclosed. And so when it is not allowed for that person who's been given privy to that sensitive information. It is absolutely forbidden, not only forbidden, but it's a major sin for him to disclose that private information that he knows. Why do I say a major sin? Two ways. Number one, it's ghiba. It's backbiting. Backbiting is a major sin. Secondly, it is khiyanatul amana. It's betraying the trust. You've been given a trust. Now you are responsible for upholding that trust. And in the majalis, there are amanat. In sittings and being given confidential information, those are amanas that you will be accountable for in front of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala.